Hi guys, welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. I am so excited. One of my favorite people on the planet is here with me today, and she is a force to be reckoned with. Everywhere she goes, she shines the light, and she's shining it bigger than ever at the best time possible with her new documentary. I welcome my friend Charlene Bollinger. So good to see you.
It's so good to be here, Mel. And you know, we've been trying to get together for so long, and we finally are getting together.
I know, but you've been so busy. We were going to do shows, and then it was like, you were so busy, and now I know why. So excited to have you here, because I talk about this all the time. I talk about the origins going back, and then now we find ourselves in this mass mind control, mass propaganda. You and I have discussed it in the past, but you and your husband, Ty, you went for it and you documented this and you put it out, and it is an amazing documentary. And I wanted to have you on because my audience will love this. And I wanted to talk a little bit about how you got to this and what gave you the impetus to go ahead and go for it. And now it's an amazing series. Everyone is loving.
Yes. Oh my goodness. So first of all, thank you for getting this message to your many viewers. I have a lot of personal friends that I talked to a lot from many years ago, even before we started in this, and we've been doing this for over 20 years, that love you, Mel.
Your message is
beautiful, and I get so much positive feedback from you. So they were so glad that we included you at live event, and also now in our film. You're in everything that we do because your voice is so beautiful. So I think that, you know, the same types of events and things that happened in your life happened in ours. We just, you know, we've been through a lot to get to where we are today. And unfortunately, the MK Ultra machine has been so successful that it takes some kind of monumental catastrophe in our lives to wake us up. And, you know, I'll get into why we're doing what we're doing and how we got there. But the bottom line is, when we first started this, most people thought we were insane. They didn't get it at all. But the last 2 years, Mel, man alive, like, what are they even thinking? With as hard as they're pushing, they used to take creepy little tiny invisible step at a time. They had to fast track this because they lost time with Donald Trump in the White House. They
exactly.
Never thought she'd lose, right?
Never.
Well, she did by a landslide.
Right.
And so here we are. We've got a receptive audience. And for Ty and I, we married in 1995. I think I shared with you that, you know, I saw the movie Braveheart in the theaters. And I knew when I was watching that movie that I had a Braveheart in this world. And you know that not long ago, I had the pleasure of riding on a private jet with Mel Gibson. And I got to tell him this story, you know, and Mel was just as good and kind and honorable in real life as he is in his movies. And he's living for the same purpose we are. He's fighting for freedom too. But at that time, when I met Ty, I knew that was my Braveheart. You know, God had put that in my heart. So we fell in love, we got married, and we were living the American dream, just the dream of any princess, you know, with their prince, their knight in shining armor. But 6 months later, Mel, was when we were rocked by his father being diagnosed with cancer. And their treatment was to cut his stomach out.
Yeah.
And they sewed him back up, and they didn't do it properly, and he bled to death. But at the time, we didn't know what we know now. We thought he died of cancer, but they kept having to do new surgeries because they couldn't stop the bleeding. He was perfectly healthy before that surgery.
Right.
And we lost him in 25 days. That was our introduction into the world of crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That initial diagnosis. Yeah. We lost other family members, which led us on this journey.
Yeah. I was at your event, and it opened my eyes so much. You do this Truth About Cancer event. And I recently saw Roger Stone, and he gives you guys so much credit for his wife is doing great. When she came to you, stage 4 cancer, there's tons of stories like this. But what we're learning more and more as we learn about the military, the medical industrial complex and the pharmaceutical industry and the Rockefeller whole thing on top of that, and the depopulation agenda, which cannot be underestimated, is that we've been told a lot of lies about healthcare, certainly about cancer, chemo, alternative treatments. And you guys went out there and you were on a mission to find the truth. And a lot of people didn't like that.
No, they didn't. In fact, when we first started with just the book, Cancer Step Outside the Box, which, by the way, we self-published because there was no publishing company that would have taken it. You know what I'm saying? Because we told the full story. We got death threats, Mel. We were chased out of the country. We took our little children at the time, moved to New Zealand to keep them safe because they were literally describing the gory details of what they were going to do to torture and kill our children if we didn't shut up.
Right.
And but as a Christian, you said we are connected to God. We are by God's grace. And God really impressed on our hearts that, you know, they can talk all day long. I'm protecting you. They can't even touch a hair on your head unless I allow it for your good and my glory. I created you for this reason. And I put you in America for a reason. So go back. And I can tell you, because we've traveled the world, there is no place in the world like America. And that's why they're working so hard to take down our country, because if they take us down, they've got the globe, and that's what they're after. The apple of their eye is the entire world. They want it all. They want it all. And so that's their agenda. Ours is the same as yours, Mel. We just want people to know the truth. We want them to live an abundant life. And because of the work that we've been able to do, it's born out of an ash heap of tragedy and death. We now, out of this bloomed life. And so we have this message of life solutions, and we meet people that have seen our films that in a lot of cases were sent home to die by their conventional doctors, but they watched our film and they learned what to do and they did it successfully. And they're alive and cancer free today to tell their story.
I know.
That's why we do what we do, you know? And so we've been attacked from the inception of the beginning of this mission, this right. ministry. And that's what it is. We're just putting solutions and answers out into the world. People are taking it and they're living. So now with the COVID thing, they put us on that disinformation dozen list.
I saw that, I thought, cause I just seen you in real life. And I thought, and other people I love were on there. Almost everyone on there I love. And then I thought, oh my God, what are they doing? And then it was such a vile, ugly attack with, like, out even thinking, you know, if you're a good journalist, which they're not journalists, they're controlled opposition, they're controlled, you know, puppets. But what you would do is say, oh, that's interesting. You know, maybe we should look into that solution or into that cure, or into that. But no, they just shut you down. It was, you know what? And it was against everything, God, goodness, everything, because we should have all been able to look for solutions and put them out there and let people decide for themselves. But you were trying to do that, and that was not okay with them.
Yes. Yeah. Well, they're bought and paid for by the pharmaceutical companies. And we cover the inception. I mean, the beauty of this film, and just to bounce into why we're doing this specifically and how, again, God is in it. With the truth about vaccines, God put it in our heart to roll that out in 2020 because, and we had talked about this behind the scenes, Mel, I think that we did an event together in Kentucky with some mutual friends.
Oh, right. Yeah. That was good.
Yeah. That was fun. But we, behind the scenes, back in 1910, the Flexner brothers were sent out by the Rockefellers and the Carnegies because the Rockefellers owned the chemical companies. And today we call them pharmaceutical companies, right. But they went to the medical schools. The ones teaching drug intensive therapies got A+. And the other ones, the herbalist, chiropractic care, the things that have been around since the beginning of time and successfully helping people to optimize their health and to stay healthy or prevent disease or even manage and eradicate the disease from their body. Those things were eradicated from the school through propaganda. So they started funding these schools. And so the schools that didn't have the funding, that was I think it was $500 million, which today is equivalent to the billion. So they infused a lot of money into these schools. the other schools couldn't compete. So they went by the wayside and they started writing their curriculum. So now the doctors going to school, it's not that they're bad people. They don't know. They don't even know what we put into these films and the doctors that we work with and the protocols that are being used successfully. They really don't know, and they don't have time to do their own research. The journals are being controlled too by the same entity. The CDC, which is supposed to be helping us. Did you know, Mel, that they have over 40 patents to vaccines? They're making money on these vaccines.
Right.
Did you also know during COVID, CDC put $1 billion to media propaganda, $1 billion pushing the COVID narrative and shutting people like us down? We had doctors, the frontline doctors we were working with. We had protocols. Now, we had two protocols that we put together and they were on President Trump's desk when he was in the Oval Office. We got a team of doctors together to help during this time of crisis, but they buried it. They put us on that disinformation dozen list. They lied about us. They smeared our reputation. They doxed us on CNN. That's nothing but fake news, lying. But here's the good news. People are waking up now.
I know.
And what about the CNN app? Like, what was that? That was a hot mess. What did they put? How many millions into that? And it flopped after 3 weeks because everybody knows.
Right.
We all know that it's fake news. We all know that Trump won by a landslide. They know it too. Everybody knows it. But we're pretending like, you know, that Biden hologram is our president. And I guess they took it. I mean, he's there. There is an administration in place. Is it lawful? But the mob rules in times like that. That's why they're shutting us down. So today, we are telling the whole story. Now, right now, there are movies out there that are great movies, but they only cover, if you have a whole huge room full of rice, they take one little granule and they say, look at this piece, let's dissect and understand it, which there's a time and a place for that. But today, they want to take everything from us.
Right.
So this series is unique in that we literally cover everything from the foundation to our country, to the Flexner Report, to the Founding Fathers, to Fauci. We go back into the 90s, the AIDS, the AZT, and we lay the whole story out there. We talk about the Fed, the Federal Reserve, and how the central banks are involved in this scam.
Right.
We talk about eugenics. You mentioned eugenics. Geoengineering. We talk about the things that others aren't willing to talk about. So instead of looking at one piece of sand, we've opened up the gates, all of the rice is coming out, and we're putting it together because it's hard, Mel, to really understand the whole picture.
Yeah.
The whole story. But we've done it. By God's grace, we did it. And last night, episode one was so well received that people are hungry for this.
We
broke BitChute. Like, literally, we're on BitChute because YouTube took us down the day that Biden was in. I don't know if it was a set or what that was, but he was talking about us being dangerous. So they're colluding with YouTube.
And I know. Yeah.
They took us down that day. And it was our cancer channel. We didn't talk about COVID there. We didn't talk about the shot there. We didn't talk about politics. We were giving solutions to people that just wanted to be healthy. So what is that saying to people? They're saying, you're not going to have this information. I know you want it, but too bad, so sad. It breaks our community standards.
I know.
What are those community standards? And last night, Facebook said, you're suspended for one day from posting. You can come back on tomorrow, but no live videos. And you also will be pushed down in the newsfeed, basically shadow banning us for 30 days because they don't want people finding this life-saving information, which begs the question, what is their agenda, Mel?
Well, I think we both know their agenda. Their agenda has not changed. I talk to you about it and I talked at your event. The United Nations is the biggest fraud ever perpetrated on humanity, in my opinion, in the last 50 years, because it has always been the one world government, the one world government plan. You bring up Rockefeller. It cannot be understated that Rockefeller has been in control, basically, of this country through the elite, through the banking cabal. There's other families. You brought up Carnegie, Big, Ford, the whole cabal. And the truth is that this was never about globalism and holding hands. It was always about a one world government, the architect, Kissinger, Brzezinski, Bush Sr.'s father. I'm sure you go through it in the movie. My audience knows about this. But the bigger issue here is now that they've been exposed because, you know, Kissinger's protege is Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum. And like you mentioned before, they were on their way to the one world government, and the clincher, the end game, because we were all deceived about Obama the whole time, Obamacare, all of it, it all set it up. We talk about in this, the Smith Modernization Act, making propaganda legal against we the people when it was supposed to be banned for life. Obama and Kastanstein popped that in there. So then everyone wonders, why is the media all walking in lockstep and like lying and smearing people? And then we know Media Matters is that basically doing the Mockingbird Media 4 a.m. Talking points. So that'll be Soros. You talked about the journals. We got Gates doing all the journals, buying all the farmland, controlling medicine. He did 1 year at Harvard. And I will tell you that Microsoft and was not created by him in a garage. And but it's all going to go back to the same group of people. They're a very small group. And then now we can look at the World Economic Forum, because these people are so arrogant at this point, so in your face, that they're talking about it openly. You know, you see the guy Harari, who's the prophet that Obama pushed and is the medical and technological guy, AI guy at the World Economic Forum, which everyone belongs to that's running the cabal, that's running our country. We've been captured. And he talks about humans are animals. They're hackable. There is no God. We are God. You know, basically eugenics 101. We really don't need people anymore. I mean, it's so extreme. And your film could not come out at a better time, because it's so funny. I've been waiting for it. And I knew it was coming. I was super excited. And then I see them put out the Ministry of Truth. And then I get a text from you. And I'm like, nothing could be better than your project hitting at the exact same time.
Yeah, only God can do that, Mel. I just give God the glory and honor for that, because, I mean, like we did with TTAV going into COVID, we didn't know COVID was going to be a thing, but God did. And we rolled it out at the height of the pandemic, I guess, whatever we're calling it. And when we did, oh, wow, the controllers really hated it. And that's why they put us on that list and smearing us, trying to keep people from listening to us. But that just made them look for us all the more. So dumb move on their part, honestly. But God, you know, what they mean for evil, God means for good. And he uses stuff like that. So here with the propaganda, we knew, we've done research for so long, over 20 years. We realized the biggest problem we have is propaganda.
Right.
The way that they're controlling the media, the education system, Hollywood, look what's happening in Disney. I mean, is there anything unaffected by their propaganda?
No, but, and I, you know, it's funny. I always say in a lot of my talks that Himmler, Hitler, and Goebbels are looking up from hell thinking, oh my God, they got really good. Because I know this is when they talk about mass formation psychosis, this is perfected over time, what you're talking about.
Oh yeah, but the Goebbels that you mentioned him, the father of propaganda, really, right. The propaganda ministry in Nazi Germany. Last night, it was a meme that I shared that was the opening quote of episode one with him on there. And let me see if I can find that to just read it. Yeah, here it is. It's if you could see this, or let me see, turn this around. This was. I don't know if you could see that, but that was the thing that we shared on.
It got you taken down?
See that? Yeah. They said that breaks their community standards. It's just a quote. It says, propaganda works best when those who are being manipulated are confident that they are acting on their own free will. And that was him. He was a propaganda minister for Adolf Hitler.
Right.
That, they say, that is dangerous, and they have to protect their community. And so for those reasons,
that's a real quote from a real Nazi.
It's a real quote
that was lauded at the time. Yeah. And what's funny is
for him.
Yeah. And if you think about Harari and all of his speeches, and people have to know, they have to look up Harari at the World Economic Forum, speaking to a room full of people, talking about hacking humans. There is no free will. God is fake news. There is no God. You know, basically there's going to be no use for humans after their agenda 2030. And in the front row, who's clapping? Joe Biden. So Klaus Schwab, Joe Biden, the fourth industrial revolution. We got the guy from BlackRock who's involved in all of this, talking about environmental social credit scores, just like China. You know, they want to do all this stuff to us. It's track and trace surveillance. And when you're talking about Goebbels and that quote, what does he say in there? He says that humans think that they have free will, but they're hackable animals, and we already have been able to hack them. And as we've seen, you and I have talked about it before, during the COVID, people really got separated into categories. Either you fully believed that the government and the science, which we know they were using this in Mao's China and Stalin, the science as a weapon was 100% legit. Don't do your own research. You know, lock yourself inside, close your business, close your church, you know, social distance, get your thing. And then there were the other people like us that were saying, look, when has the government ever done anything like this? And the only time it has before is in Mao's China, Stalin's Russia, and Hitler's Germany. And here we are again, and you're calling it out. And Facebook doesn't like that for some.
Yeah, and you know, we're not even posting any of our content, none of the actual titles or subtitle descriptions, because we know the truth is breaking their community standards. I guess this is the devil's domain. He's a liar and the father of all lies. So they've got a gate up. It's called the gate of lies. And if you're a truth teller, you can't come in. I mean, you got to go somewhere else. So, and we have, we built a lot of different platforms everywhere, but this propaganda is the thread that they've just, they're weaving it through every conceivable platform, organization that they have control over. Again, from the media to Hollywood to DC, the politicians, and, you know, in DC, the biggest lobby there that spends the most money, that's a pharmaceutical company. It's not oil. It used to be oil. It's not oil. It's the pharmaceutical companies. They're running our media. They've got these Hollywood starlets paid off.
That's terrible.
You know, they're just reading scripts. People literally believe that those actors believe what they're saying, and they're so passionate. They're actors.
Yeah,
they're
most of them are compromised, honestly.
Oh, yes, 100%.
And sold their souls to get there. There's a reason that they're there. And like we've said before, those who scream the loudest have the most to hide, and they have a lot to hide. This is a long game. This was a long planned game. And we are at a point, but you know what, Charlene? A lot of people don't realize we are in a war. It's a psychological war. It's an information war. It is a war on truth. And because of the technology, and that a lot of the people involved at the top are technocrats, they're billionaires, honestly, trillionaires, because they hide a lot of their money. They cause a lot of the problems, the pandemic, you know, all the GMO stuff, the everything in healthcare, but certainly, you know, they cause a lot of wars, famines, all the stuff, the markets up and down. It's the same small group of people. And the beauty of this and your project is that there's about 7 billion of us and about 3,000 of them. And that's really important. And that's why your movie is so important. And very important to share with other people, because it really makes sense. You take it down to the simplest form of understanding. And you know what else is interesting? Because you talked about the medical schools, and I will tell you too, and people should know this, they also hijacked the law schools about 20 years ago, at least. So if you're wondering what happened to our DOJ and our judges and all of that, same thing. Now, those people are a different class, because with you, with medicine, they're teaching, this is the science, you know? And then, like you said, once they're done medical school, you know who's teaching them? The pharmaceutical reps, as you know. So we're at a place where we are under psychological attack, and it's a warfare style. You can look up the, as you know, the psychological warfare manuals from the CIA. They have them. This has gone back. They took all the stuff from MKUltra, Nazi Germany, and just brought it here with Operation Paperclip. And we are living through the technological advancement, catching up with that level of evil propaganda. And it is wreaking havoc on our country. But because of people like you and a lot of other brave people and your husband and, you know, many people we are in common with, it's breaking through. I mean, I believe that it is breaking through. And I really do think that God put this out exactly when the Ministry of Truth came out. And then you see this lunatic that they picked to run it. And you're thinking, and then I saw even, again, propaganda. You know, you and I have talked about this whole thing you're talking about lobbyists. People have to understand this whole lobbying thing should be abolished. There should be no money that should be able to. This is a constitutional republic. We the people, by the people. It's a representative government. They should be representing us, not the pharmaceutical industry. And that is where we are.
Show me the money, right? Show me the money. Who's controlling the money? Who's printing the money? These central bankers with the chemical or the pharmaceutical companies, I mean, they're all in this together. I mean, we're all in it together, right? They're in it together. They're using the monetary supply, you know, these DC people, they're flying around in their private jets, which, hey, you know, if somebody has a private jet, come and pick me up.
Because,
you
know, I know.
Asking up, I'm not doing it.
I don't believe their whole climate emergency. I think it's more,
That's a scam too. It's a scam. Yeah. They want us to be eating bugs and living in tiny little houses. I mean, are you kidding me? Stop. Just stop the madness right now. They're lying to us and they're using the monetary system. Remember, the Bible says that the lender is a slave. The debtor is a slave to the lender. And so they've got a lot of enslaved people.
Oh, yeah.
I encourage people, get out of debt, grow your own food, have a food supply, water, all those things to be independent. We just got full solar panels. We are independent in almost every way. And we've been working on this for many years. People get it now. They're waking up and starting to prepare.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows when they're going to crash the system or what's coming. But, you know, we're prepared with this film, Propaganda Exposed. This really, the timing is amazing. Again, yeah, you're right. We're sitting in here and they're rolling out this ministry of propaganda. The lady ahead of it is kind of crazy herself. That little dude ruined The Sound of Music for me and my kids. That was a horror show. But she's been caught in many lies. You know, she's spreading disinformation.
Well, they are telling the truth. Yeah, you and I have talked about
a bunch of liars.
Yeah.
Bunch of liars. But right now with this film, Mel, we put it together. This is our gift to the world. We know that if everybody would watch it, or even just a small fraction of the whole population would watch it, they would wake up, they would understand what's going on, who's who, what their agenda is, and we're trying to empower them. Knowledge is power. We're trying to give them the power to realize that these mandates are not laws. In order for them to win, even the Biden presidency, we have to have participation in their lies and their fake systems they roll out for them to work.
Right.
Think about the movie Gladiator. The Spaniard, which is Russell Crowe, he's a great guy, one of the best dudes in Rome. He's really rocking the freedom train for his country and the military and everything else. And the Caesar loves him. But as we know, the young boy, he's kind of a pansy. The father doesn't like him. And he's jealous, so he kills his own father. And then he tries to kill, you know, the gladiator character. But he doesn't. He comes back as a gladiator because he's captured. But remember, I'm leading this. Remember this scene, Mel, in that movie when Russell Crowe was in the Colosseum and the boy Caesar was there and he doesn't know that Russell Crowe lived through whatever he was trying to do to him. So Russell Crowe puts the thing on his face, a helmet, so he can't be recognized. He fights. And at this time, I think this was another fight that the Caesar did know he was there. So he set it up to where he was just going to be killed by this really powerful dude and these animals, lions and tigers and bears.
Right.
So he's in there. He gets rid of the animals and he nearly kills the guy, the big, big guy. He's got him down on the ground. He flips with his little dagger thing, flips his lid up, and the guy looks very afraid. And the crowd is cheering, and they want the Spaniard, of course. They're bloodlust. They want to see him kill the guy. And so Russell Crowe looks up at the Caesar. He knows where he's sitting.
I know that scene.
He's waiting. What are you going to do? Thumbs up, let him live, or thumbs down, kill him. So he just looks up there, and the crowd is all chanting. And so Caesar goes, you know, telling him to kill him. So what does Russell Crowe do? He drops his spear and he walks away. He did the exact opposite and the crowd went wild and there wasn't anything that Caesar could do because you can't go, you cannot go against, you can't be a leader and still maintain your power if all of the people are going the opposite direction and they're demanding you to do the right thing. That's what happened in that moment. And it's a good illustration to where we are today. This is why we made the film. We want people to watch it, to be empowered. And if they have people in their life that they love that don't get it, there's nothing in the whole wide world that puts it together like this 8-episode docuseries, Propaganda Exposed. We've left no stone unturned. And even the most well-researched person will learn new things. Our own team members watched the episode last night and they're texting me saying they were crying. It was so well done. It was life transforming and we're just getting started.
Yeah.
And so we want everyone to watch it, Mel. We want them to share it with their friends because if we get this film out to enough people, we can stop them and we could do it overnight. Because like you said, we are 7 billion plus strong. Right. These bad guys, it's not like there's millions of them or even a billion. They're very small in number. We outnumber them like the grasshopper and the ants. We have a scene in there.
You know, exactly. Yeah. From that.
So go to propaganda-exposed.com/Mel K. So Mel gets the credit. We know that you're coming from her show.
Oh, that's so nice of you guys. That's awesome. Yeah. And I got to tell you, I am such a huge fan of what you guys do. You are such warriors. And the truth is, this is perfect timing. But people have to really understand that we are also fighting a machine in Hollywood and in the media and in the news and all of that. You and me and everyone that does what I do and what you do and the documentaries. And this is a way also to empower yourself to say, I'm not going to be caught in your matrix of what you're feeding me. I'm going to go find other content and other information, and I'm going to support independent filmmakers that have the guts to make things outside. It's very difficult to make a project, especially a film or a TV series, outside of the system they set up. They set it up that way. So it's really important also to support independent filmmakers, independent creators. We have a future ahead of us. You're going to keep making projects. You guys make amazing films. They've changed lives. They've changed millions of lives, especially with the Cancer Project. Now this one will. And it's like, we got to keep empowering filmmakers that have the guts to go out there. And the quality of your work is unbelievable. I really want people to start really being consistent with not funding the cabal. Everything that you do, Netflix, look, it's falling apart. Disney, what they've done, this Disney is a long game. I'm sure it's in the project, but look, we have all been very deceived. So I am saying for myself as a former filmmaker, but screenwriter, and now I do this, but what you guys are doing took so much time and effort. I kept being like, are you okay? What's going on? Are you done? Are you done? But I knew it takes forever to do it right and do it properly. And you have an amazing team that has given all this time and energy to help inform the public to prevent these people from succeeding. And that is a really important thing to me, because you and I did talk when we were in Kentucky together about the future of filmmaking and the future of Hollywood and the future of documentary filmmaking. And we have to empower one another and support one another and really realize that we're going to rebuild. Look, I believe I'm going to see Mike Smith tomorrow at an event. He's another one. We're going to rebuild. God created the arts. They were hijacked by the demons. That includes all arts. And we really need to support people. Again, please tell people where they can go. A, it's an amazing documentary, and I happen to be in it.
Yes.
So I really...
There it is. I mean, if nothing else, you get to see Mel Kay, and she's pretty
awesome. I really like that part of it. But I got to tell you, your work is so high quality. There's not work coming out of Hollywood like this, I have to be honest. So anyone that's buying, you know, any of these subscription services, you're seeing the lowest common denominator of talent, of work, of screenwriting, you know. And here's, you know, I just really, really admire what you guys are doing, what you've done. Your event is off the charts. It was my favorite event. And I just want you to tell people one more time how they can find you. We also have on themelkshow.com. On our partners page, we have a link to it. We're sharing it on social media, and you let my audience know. And however I can help, because I'm such a fan of both you and your husband and your beautiful family, and you put so much effort into this. We got to support the people that are willing to be brave.
Mel Kay, I just love you. Oh my goodness. Well, the film, we're releasing it 100% free to the world to watch. We don't want anyone to miss it because they can't choose to own it. They don't have the means to buy it. We always do that with all of our content. So if they go to propaganda-exposed.com/Mel Kay or go to her website, she's got the banner. You can click in there, but propaganda-exposed.com/Mel Kay will bring you to our trailer page. Watch the trailer, share that trailer page with everybody.
Yep.
On the right side of the trailer, you can put your email and your name, and we will send you email links to the episodes absolutely free. Okay. And you can also put your text number. So if something happens with the email, they're censoring all of us. We need your help. We need you to share that trailer page with everybody everywhere. Watch the film. And here's another thing, Mel, that we did that I didn't tell you. When Ty and I first woke up to 9/11 being an inside job, the video that really resonated with us was something called 9/11 Mysteries. And the lady that made it, her name is Sophia. She actually called me the other day. I need to call her back. She's amazing. But we got that DVD by the hundreds, and literally we were handing it out everywhere we went to try to wake people up, you know? Yeah. So with this film, we literally have done something that nobody else has done. And we've never even done this before, but we realize we're at a tipping point in America. Yeah. And we together, you and me, Mel, and some others are in the tip of the spear, really making a difference. And the people watching could be with us at that tip by choosing to watch and to share. And then if they choose to own it, they can buy what we're calling the Patriot Package. And that's all, you know, on the website, they can find it there. But the Patriot Package, we've literally put five sets of extra DVDs in there. So they get their set with all of the episodes, and then we get all of the interviews. But then we get five free sets so that they will get out into the world and share them. This is how we're going to beat the fake news apparatus, the censorship, Facebook closing us down. And we used to be able to reach millions and millions on just Facebook alone. And they know this. We've been very successful because people want the truth. The fact that we broke BitChute, I mean, that shows us people are running to get the truth. That is very encouraging that America wants to be free. And we've given them a roadmap from tyranny to freedom. That's what this film is all about. So, you know, at the very least, watch the trailer, share it, and watch the film. It's free.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. And so many awesome people are in there. My audience loves most knows a lot of them and loves them. And at the bottom line is we need to wake up as many people as possible. These people, like you said, Donald Trump winning put them into panic mode. Now they have exposed. We see who they are in your documentary. You're going to see even more who they are. And they're exposed, and they're like caged animals being, you know, right now. And the more we hit them, the more we hit them. And I was talking to SGT earlier, and he said a quote from Saul Alinsky. And he said that the thing that it was something like, they don't mind much. The one thing that they don't like is when people laugh at them or point them out or shine the light on them. Well, that's exactly what this documentary is going to do for you. And then for everyone you share it with, and for me. And thank you for everything you do. You are one of my favorite people out there. I see you and you just glow with like this grace of God everywhere you go. And I really appreciate how hard you worked on this. And I ask everyone in my audience to please check out the trailer, share it everywhere you can, share it on whatever social media. I was kicked off of YouTube a year ago. I know how it feels, so I get it. Share it everywhere you can. Truth Social, we're both on there, so share it there. And it's going to be a great success, but thank you, because I know you guys sacrificed a lot to do this for the good of man and for God. So thank you, my friend. I really appreciate you coming.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Mel. Always a great time spending time with you.
You too. And I look forward to seeing you again. And again, the website's below, and you can also go to our partners page. We have a banner. You can go there. All I ask is you at least go watch the trailer. And the film is incredible. And thank you, my friend. It's going to make a big difference at a time we need it the most. Say hello to your husband and your family.
I sure will. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Patriot Pals, Mel Kay here. The controlled demolition of the economy by the private Western Central Bank and the Biden regime-backed World Economic Forum Great Reset can no longer be denied or ignored. Consumer prices are skyrocketing. The Fed is raising rates. Inflation jumped 7%. This year alone, that's a 40-year high. Now is the time to go full steam ahead to protect your hard-earned savings, 401ks, and IRAs by diversifying your assets by investing in gold and silver. Please visit our friend Andrew and his team at Beverly Hills Precious Metals at melkgold.com. That's melkgold.com. And he'll help you put together a personalized financial plan to maintain your security and sovereignty no matter what comes ahead. Protect yourself and your assets for the future. Please do not be left behind. Now is the time.
If the last 18 months have taught us anything, it's that you have to take control of your own health. You can't rely on the government or Big Pharma. That's where Z-Stack comes in. Z-Stack is a specially formulated supplement that includes zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. Formulated by Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, the world-renowned doctor that President Trump credited with his decision to take hydroxychloroquine. Go to MelKDrZ.com and order today. That's MelKDrZ.com.
Hey, Patriot Pals, Rob Reilly here. One of the most important things Mel and I do in this war between good and evil is traveling the country, meeting fellow patriots like yourselves. We share stories, resources, gain new tools, make new friends, and get activated to take back our freedom for God and country. Go to the MelKShow.com events and come join us. You will have an amazing experience and be reinvigorated to stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As always, God wins. See you there.